porque ella no habla inglés y no sabía sus derechos como ciudadana, y además la policía le pidió que se callara porque si no la iban a arrestar.
She said she felt bullied because she didn't speak English and she didn't know her rights as a citizen. And what's more, the police told her that she should shut up because if not, they were going to arrest her.
A la persona que la accidentó, solamente le dieron un ticket de tráfico.
And so then the person that caused the accident only received a traffic ticket.
Por esa experiencia es ella la que nos contactó para preguntarnos cómo podía conocer sus derechos y cómo podía aprender más de sus leyes.
And because of that experience, she got in contact with us and to ask us how she could become familiar with her rights and how she could learn more about law.
Nosotros en nuestra charla les enseñamos diferentes tipos de liderazgo, liderazgo en la escuela, liderazgo en su comunidad, liderazgo en su vecindario y cómo pueden ellos abogar.
In our workshops, we talk about different types of leadership, school leadership, community leadership, neighborhood leadership, and ways to advocate.
Nos damos cuenta que nuestra comunidad tiene sus propias experiencias que no platican por miedo.
We realize that in our community has their own experiences, and they don't talk about it because of fear.
Y creemos que es muy importante como organización seguir dando talleres, y así vamos a lograr que la comunidad latina esté más informada.
And believe that it's very important as an organization to continue giving workshops, and in this way we can make sure that the Latino community is more informed.
Para lograrlo, necesitamos que estos sean en su idioma, con cuidado de niños y una rica comida.
And to be able to do this, we need to ensure that the workshops are in their language, with childcare, and with delicious food.
Y así vamos a tener una buena asistencia y crear líderes participativos para que representen su comunidad y se involucren en decisiones de su vecindario.
In this way, we can ensure good attendance to create participating leaders that get involved with the decisions in their neighborhood.
Por lo regular tenemos 25 asistentes constantes y 38 niños, o sea que proveemos el cuidado de niños también.
And so at our workshops we usually have about 25 consistent attendees and about 38 children, and so we offer child care as well.
Thank you. Gracias. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ahora introducimos a Larry Cotton con el repaso de los grandes del 2013.
All right, now we're going to introduce Larry Cotton with the 2013 Grant Review.
I'm back. Back. Good afternoon. Just pull up another chair if you need one. They come loose. There we go.
Thank you.
Oops.
Sorry.
Okay, Larry Cotton again. Now that we discussed grants for the previous year, I'm going to touch on our recommendations for 2013 grants. Our subcommittee graded and discussed these proposals. We referred them to the larger EPAP, which were then approved there by consensus, and now we're bringing them here in front of you today for approval. For the general grants, our recommendations include awards for the African American Alliance for Home Ownership, Chess for Success, the Community Alliance of Tenants, Ecology in the Classroom and Outdoors, East Portland Neighbors on behalf of the Latino Learning Community and the Association of Slavic Immigrants, the Nonprofit Association of Oregon's Division Midway Alliance, Northwest Housing Alternatives, OPAL, Outgrowing Hunger, Portland Audubon Society, Rose Community Development, and Wisdom of the Elders. So that constitutes 13 of the 35 applications we received. Again, this is for the general grants. As you can see, we're only able to fund 29% of them this time by dollar amount. But once again, we estimate a great return, as we should have about a 7-to-1 ratio in leveraged and donated time and materials. Now, for civic engagements for 2013, our recommendations include the Lao American Foundation, the Faith Community Church on behalf of the Russian-speaking network, St. John's All Nations, the Community Alliance of Tenants again, Ecumenical Ministries, Urban League of Portland, and the African-American Alliance. On the civic engagement side, then, that represents 7 of the 10 applications we received, and we're projecting that we'll fund 64% of the request, again, by dollar amount. It's important to remember that these civic engagement grants are intended to act as an initial step to engage culturally specific communities. These projects are often their very first entree into civic participation and community building, so really are just vitally important. And once again, I'm going to yield now to some more grant awardees. Rose Highbear is first with Wisdom of the Elders.
Hello, I hope you can hear me. Yes, I'm Rose Highbear, Your Honor, Mayor Hale and Commissioners. And I have met most of you at one time or another. I'm also a member of the Portland Indian Leaders Roundtable. We represent Portland's 45,000 Native Americans that are in this metropolitan area. We're the ninth largest Native American community in America. And so Wisdom of the Elders was formed 20 years ago. We do Native American cultural preservation, multimedia education, and race reconciliation. And we have a number of projects. We probably recorded 300 Native elders, oral historians, cultural artists, and et cetera over the years. And we produced a number of radio series, American Indian radio series, curriculum, which we use a model made for Native people, which is multimedia. And our most recent project is the project we're requesting funding for, which is Wisdom Gardens. We're located right on the east side of Kelly Butte Natural Area, a very beautiful space right up against Kelly Butte. We have a third of an acre there, and we've developed a garden. I don't know if you know it or not, but Native Americans in Portland are the lowest economic group of Portland, and we are concerned about their health and their wellness. And we recognize that gardening and making a connection with the world of nature helps them to heal, strengthens health and wellness for everyone, especially including our people, many of who are not in their original homeland. So we feel a major way of working with them is to reconnect them through gardening. So we provide garden plots and training and offer micro-enterprise opportunities such as involvement with farmers markets. We're developing, to reach out to the rest of the community, we're putting on some harvest celebration. We call it Wisdom of the Elderberry Syrup Harvest Festival, and we're teaching our community how to make elderberry syrup. You don't need antibiotics if you have elderberry syrup. And we invite the entire community. We do special outreach to the ethnic minorities in our neighborhood. And we're also producing a booklet of our a map of our property with all the ethnobotanicals that's located there, because you can achieve health and wellness through the different plants. And so the last part of our project is an oral history project. And we're recording several people in the on the east side of Portland telling the history of Portland from their earliest memories. Some of these are Native Americans, and we're hoping to share that with our community. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Afternoon.
Sorry. That's okay. I can introduce myself. I think you know me. Good afternoon, Mayor Hales, Commissioner Fritz, Commissioner Steve Novak, and in the absence of Commissioner Dan Salzman, and, of course, Commissioner Nick Fish. I am going to pass over to my colleague in order of our conversation that we'll present today, none other than Pastor Cliff Chappelle.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having us, Mayor Hales and the commissioners. My name is Pastor Cliff Chappelle. I pastor the St. John's All Nations Church of God in Christ. And we also have a program that is called Man Up that addresses violent behavior by dealing with soul trauma. And just to underscore the need of what this program is all about, my colleague Reverend Ward just left a memorial service that was held in honor of one of our young people that recently was gunned down on our streets. And so what we're doing is, as it has been said, that a picture is worth 1,000 words. And this may indeed be true. However, when it comes to the complexities of locating and providing culturally appropriate services to descendants of the African diaspora impacted by domestic violence, there still exists the ambiguity on how to create a picture of health among a disenfranchised community lacking in culturally specific resources and services in neighborhoods like East Portland, where there remains a high level of domestic violence occurrences.
On this afternoon, we are pleased to announce that through the generosity of the East Portland Action Plan, EPAP, Planning Committee, the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, the City of Portland, and other community partners, Man Up, led by my colleague Pastor Cliff Chappelle and myself, a program I established some years back, but now I'm so happy to be able to offer to the community called It's All About You, Self-Care Through Self-Discovery. We've picked up the paintbrushes to begin work on a masterpiece in hopes of creating a new palette, offering culturally relative services to inform, educate, and motivate, as well as promote healthy lifestyles among these specific populations. Man Up will offer services to male survivors and offenders of DV and supporters of DV prevention. It's All About You, Self-Care Through Self-Discovery will offer services to female survivors and offenders of DV and supporters of DV prevention. The collaboration between these two committed agencies will ensure that culturally and gender-specific services are assessed, accessed, and delivered to families and individuals who have currently or previously been impacted by domestic violence.
And we just came here to extend our heartfelt appreciation to each of you for providing the funding for us to offer and facilitate a culturally specific domestic violence prevention-related services and resources to East Portland. A special thanks also goes out to Laura Wintergreen, our advocate, for such an outstanding job in helping us get to this point, as well as to the members of EPAP.
We look forward to returning enthusiastically with a report of our numerous successes as a result of our efforts and alliances cultivated in East Portland. And now off the paper and off the record, I would just like to say, first of all, this is my first time meeting you, Mayor Hills. We do thank you so much for all of your confidence. But I also have to put out, I did just come from this celebration of Andreas Jones Dixon. And we know yesterday I had an opportunity to do ride along in East Portland as part of my community triage to get to know the community. And on behalf of the Portland Police Bureau, I want to show my support as well as my colleagues, because we know that the overlapping results from gang violence, no matter if you put gang in front of violence or domestic in front of violence, it's still violence, and it's happening in East Portland. And I ask for your continued support to EPAP as well as all of the stakeholders involved in preventing violence in East Portland. Thank you. And now I will introduce, Arlene Kimura. Thank you.
Thank you all. Thanks very much.
Okay, this is the last time today. I really promise that. Thank you very much.
Today.
Who knows what happens tomorrow? Anyway, in closing, I want to express appreciation from all the EPAP members for the city's geographic budget mapping, the commitment to the advocate position, operations, and projects through the $279,692 in fiscal year 2011 to 2014 budgets and the Bureau partnerships. Just kind of as a side note, we were able to, as a group, EPAP, in partnership with PBOT, ODOT, and Metro, influence $19.2 million of spending in East Portland. With mobile parks, we were able to influence, with the cooperation of the Parks Bureau and Multnomah County, almost $35,000 in spending that would not have happened. And with the NPIs, to support the creation of an economic development generating process, we really thank you for that. This request is to accept this verbal East Portland Action Plan annual report and to authorize $100,000 in total grant agreements for the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, East Portland Action Plan 2013, grant agreements of $52,600 in civic engagement grants, and $47,400 for the general grant program and ordinance. And we thank you for your support.
Great. Thank you. Thanks, everyone. Great presentation. Council comments before we take up the both acceptance of the report and
I have one question. We had a debate, Arlene, the other day. We had a land use matter
for, actually it was a design review matter, came to council. We were having a spirited discussion about what our role was. Were we referees? Were we this? Were we that? And in terms of the grant allocations, you have set up the process. You have a grant committee. You've screened them. You've made your recommendations. You are tracking performance. I just want to get clarity about what is our role, to bless the whole process, or simply is it a ministerial function to authorize the distribution? Because it seems to me we've delegated to you to provide the committee function, and I want to make sure I understand what our appropriate role is, or make sure we're swimming in our lanes.
Well,
the role at this time is for you to authorize us. As you said, the grants review committee reviewed them. They made a proposal for recommendations to the full EPAP that consensed on these specific grants for these dollars and, in fact, spending these dollars on grants. And then the role, my understanding of the City of Portland, the City Council, and the Mayor is to authorize us to be able to release those funds to the grantees.
And so you've set up a process. Mm-hmm. The committee has done its work. The full board has done its work. No one has objected to any of the grants. You've had no controversy in that regard, so it comes to us as just a matter of authorizing the distribution of the funds. Is that right. Is that
yes.
fair?
Yes. Yeah, it's an administrative function.
Yeah.
But you have to do it, not us.
Yeah. And then later in the year, you provide a report to us.
We have to provide an annual fiscal report every year, and then say this set of grants will, in December 31st, 2014, will have to give us a final report. I, as an advocate, check in with the grantees, and the grant committee is now assuming that responsibility of members of the grants committee are assuming responsibility to partner with some of the different grantees to check in with them periodically. We often attend, if they're having workshops or events, we attend those, and then I, as staff, have responsibility for grants management. I'm the official grants manager.
And we have other grant-making processes of the city where people have a formal right to object if they don't get selected, mm-hmm. like in our NOFA process for housing, for example. But in this instance, we don't have anyone who did not get selected who's objected to the process or the selection.
No, I wasn't made aware of any record of that, though it is allowable with this grants process as well.
Thank you for a refresher on the ground rules. So I get it.
Yeah, I think that's important because we have even though we have delegated this and it's been properly done, we have a responsibility to make sure that grants are competitively awarded, and they were, make sure that there is a grants manager who's overseeing the expenditure of the funds, and that if somebody didn't like what the committee had done, that they'd have an avenue for.
So, Mayor, can I take a second crack at this one?
Sure.
I would say we're more like a referee on this one.
I think you're right.
Okay.
All right. I agree on that
one. That's progress. That is progress. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Other comments before we take a motion to adopt the report?
I move the adoption of the report.
Second.
Further discussion? Anyone else wants to testify?
No one else signed up.
And a roll call on the adoption of the report.
Fish?
Thank you for an excellent and detailed report to council. Thank you for your stalwart advocacy during our budget process. For those of us who feel so strongly about your work, the outreach and the advocacy at our budget forums throughout the city, the communications we received were enormously helpful. I'm proud that this council funded EPAP again, and I am also proud that we softened a budget note so as not to make explicit that we are on any particular timeline and that ultimately the council will decide when this enterprise sunsets. I've said this before, and I guess I say it at each time we get together. I think there were two or three planning exercises during my tenure on this body that have changed the relationship between the city council and city hall and a community. And I think one of them is Cully Concordia Plan, which I think has been phenomenally successful both in the crafting, the follow-through, and then the accountability piece. And I think this is likewise a superb exercise in community building, in relationship building, and strengthening communication. And I know when I had parks and housing that we had regular conversations about staying on task. Now that my office has moved to the Bull Run, I'm assuming we'll continue to have those conversations on water, sewer, and the arts. And I thank you, all of you, for your public service and your dedication to this cause. East Portland is on the rise, and I think this particular plan is part of why we are making progress. And I'm very pleased today to vote aye. And also, Mayor, there's actually two items on our agenda.
We'll have to vote separately on the emergency ordinance.
So we'll make our comments as to both and then just have a pro forma vote in a second. And I'm very pleased, after having listened to the presentation on the grants, to support the recommendations of the grant-making committee. Aye.
Novick?
So first of all, I have to voice one disappointment with all of those associated with the East Portland Action Plan, is that I feel that we are a city that at least should have a commitment to making obvious puns, and I'm disappointed that nobody made the comment that wintergreen is a lifesaver. So that's my one criticism. I really appreciate the discussion of all of the transportation needs in East Portland, including more sidewalks, more access to transit, better transit service. The auditor and the media have rightly focused a lot of attention on our enormous deficit in basic street maintenance, but you pointed out that we also have a deficit. I mean, we need to address needs that go beyond maintaining the streets we already have. We need additional sidewalks. We need additional bus service. And I have to tell you, you might already know this, but the depressing news that I had reiterated to me last week, that if we have more bus service, then we are going to have more wear and tear on the pavement and more maintenance needs, because buses actually punish pavement. So one thing I would ask you to do is join our folks at PBOT in making the point to TriMet that we hope that they work with every other transit agency in the country to figure out how to build a double axle bus that imposes less wear and tear on the pavement. So just add that to your list of East Portland priorities, and double-axle buses. We are going to have to raise additional money to address all of these transportation needs. We know that you'll be our allies in advocating for additional money. And I will be happy to say that we need additional money to address the specific needs of East Portland and to point out that the people of East Portland contribute disproportionately to our property taxes, because in our weird statewide property tax system, people whose properties were worth about the same in 1995 as they are now pay proportionally much higher taxes than people whose properties have dramatically increased in value since then. There was going to be an effort in this legislature to address that property tax inequity that didn't wind up going anywhere for a variety of reasons. But I promise you that, you know, I will advocate for additional resources for East Portland, and to continue to point out that East Portland actually contributes disproportionately to one of our major sources of revenue. So having made those rambling points, I'm pleased to vote aye.
Fritz.
Thank you all for taking time off out of your day, off of work, away from your families, for being here on a Wednesday afternoon, but more particularly for all the time that you spend on this project. I mean, a report like this takes an hour and a half to give, but it takes the entire year to build the projects and the information that goes into this report. And it's an amazing community organizing project, which you yourselves have organized. As Commissioner Fish said, the vote in 2009 adopting the East Portland Action Plan was one of the first things that I did on the City Council, and it does turn out to be one of the best things that we did in the last 4 years. And Council has remained true to its commitment, and so have you. And I hope that soon, I was fascinated with the information about the myth of the tax-abated properties. That's good. I continue to hear the myth that Council doesn't care about East Portland and that East Portland is not getting things done, and those are two myths that need to go away. When the new interim director of transportation proposed early in the budget process that we would not fund the sidewalk on 136th, I didn't get too upset, because I thought, well, that's just not going to happen. And indeed, the community came out, and it was a learning process that was an opportunity for you once again to show that East Portland has a voice and you know how to use it. And so I encourage you to keep doing that. Like other Office of Neighborhood Involvement efforts, there is that one valiant staff person who does an enormous amount of work, Lorinda Green, thank you. And I say like the other staff in the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, I see Brian Hoop here who worked on the contracts. And so there is a lot of fiscal oversight of this money, $279,000 plus the other pieces of, you know, plus change, as they say, but that's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And you use it extremely wisely to leverage huge amounts of actual practical financial impact, but also the projects that people work together to get things done. And I now have the honor of being in charge of the Bureau of Parks and Recreation and also of Planning and Development, not Planning and Development Services. I'll get it right. It's just been 2 weeks. Those are bureaus that have resources that are necessary in East Portland. And so I'm very much looking forward to working with you in my new capacity to expand the services and to look at new ways that we might do things in East Portland and elsewhere with parks and with development services. I have been very pleased over the last year, especially to see the increased collaboration between the East Portland Action Plan and the East Portland Neighborhood Office. That's an ongoing question as to how things will continue to evolve in East Portland, where folks in all kinds of different organizations have very strong feelings about how things should be done. And I'm pleased to see you working together, because as you do that, you have gotten more done and you've been more effective in going to different jurisdictions. It's wonderful to see you going to TriMet and to the state and elsewhere and becoming a model for the rest of the city. I want to have a Southwest in Action plan, and particularly a Southwest in Motion plan for the area that I live, which shares many of the challenges of East Portland having been annexed 40, 50 years ago and doesn't have streets, sidewalks, traffic lights, any of those amenities. My parents-in-law live in East Portland at the Cherrywood Village, so I'm a frequent visitor. I have been so glad to see the Gateway Funorama return this year and the increased vibrancy of the 82nd Avenue Parade. We had the Park Rose Centennial. Was it last year or the year before? Time goes by, and yet things keep getting done in East Portland. And I agree with Arlene that the Neighborhood Prosperity Initiative, with its four focus areas in East Portland, you have grasped that opportunity and run with it too. And I continue to hear good things from the Portland Development Commission about that. Again, we have more work to do as far as how we're going to reorganize input into the urban renewal districts with the Portland Development Commission. We can do that. We have established partnerships, and more especially, we've established mechanisms of conversation. And that's the thing that perhaps gives most joy to my heart, is that people know that they can contact us and that you will get an answer, and that I certainly value the input that I get from the varied communities in East Portland about what it is you want to do in your neighborhood, because it is your neighborhood. It's all of our city, and we all live here, and we all cherish East Portland. It's you who are making this such a successful project, and I'm very, very happy to vote aye.
Hales.
Let me draw a connection between the budget that's going to get adopted tomorrow and this presentation and where we are in the action plan, and then some things that are just ahead. It was necessary, because of the historic difficulty of this budget, that we scare people. Not that we meant to scare them, but we said, let's open the books. Let's ask the bureaus to come in with budgets that were 90% of this year in order to give us some choices. 90% of if we'd taken all the 90% budgets, we would have had $38 million of cuts. We didn't need to make $38 million in cuts. But it gave us the chance to think afresh, as did the short-term and difficult but useful exercise of assigning all the bureaus to my office while we did that budget. That was a time of anxiety, frankly, that we had to create, not because we were looking to create anxiety, but because we needed to make important choices. Then look at what we've heard here today in terms of both the comprehensiveness of this effort, how inclusive it is, how well it's doing in terms of leadership development, some of the specific things that you're advocating for, like a Gateway Education Center, that are going to make a difference in terms of the development of the plan. And now let's look ahead. There's some other places where we need to open the books, scare some people, and make some important decisions. One of them is the future of the Portland Development Commission. How much is the Portland Development Commission going to be a job-creating agency? How much of it is going to be a traditional redevelopment agency, and how much of it is going to be a neighborhood development agency? How do we do that, and how do we pay for it in each case? Those are really big, important questions, which I think what you're doing and the leadership that you've developed will help inform. So I hope you will. I hope you will not just keep working on your own action list, but help inform this discussion that we and others in positions of responsibility around here, like the Portland Development Commission members, need to grapple with. Another one is the future of the system of neighborhood associations. What can we learn from the East Portland Action Plan experience that can inform the next chapter of the neighborhood system that's a success here in the city of Portland? Because we also need to reconsider and refresh that social structure, just as we have to reconsider and refresh the programmatic structure of the Portland Development Commission. So I hope that this capacity that you've developed for working together, including new Portlanders, new communities, new leadership in the discussion, and having this discipline of working together, reporting back, reaching consensus, I hope that all pays off in helping us address those really important questions. And again, that will raise some anxiety because it will involve change. But I think you've proven with the East Portland Action Plan that it's possible to do things in a new way, get great results. So I'm very impressed, very pleased with the progress, and look forward to collaborating on this level and others over the next year. Thank you very much. Aye. And a vote on the emergency ordinance to actually authorize the grant funds.
Fish?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
East Portland is the only area that will be getting grant funds in the upcoming budget. The small grants program in the rest of the neighborhood system was not funded this year. But I'm glad it's in your program, because you will continue to remind us with your report next year of how much good it does. And so hopefully we can get the small grants back in the rest of the city, because I think they are wonderful organizing tools as well as getting great things done in neighborhoods. Aye.
Hales.
Thank you all. Aye. And we are recessed until tomorrow at 2 p.m.
Thank you.
Can I get everybody to go up front so I can take a picture?
Yeah, let's do that. Thanks, Arlene. Good job.
Yeah.
You want to stay for a picture?
Just get on my schedule. Oh, Ryan. You're going to go.
Thank you, Steve. Good to see you again. Hey, good to see you.
Mike?